So you want to just skip combined?
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, there's nothing new there.
Nothing to talk about there.
There's a lot of old stuff to talk about, though.
So Nexus made it in.
Nexus didn't get their engineer, which was interesting.
They did get NCO.
Which is cool.
Did Nexus always have combis? Or were they plasma carbines?
No, they were combis. Mm. Pretty sure.
I think they did both.
Oh, did they do both?
It depends on what you had. No. It's combis or a Vulcan shotgun or a Spitfire.
Oh, okay.
And EM mine hackers kind of keep... Nexus are okay. Do they fire team? Are they like a important fire
probably.
Team?
Probably.
They don't fire... They fire team in a base...
Void operator team.
The base and void operator team.
Okay, yeah.
But they don't count for anything, so it's not very...
They're okay. NCO. Yeah, NCO counts for something.
Yeah. Counts for a lot.
Yeah, sure does. Umbra are here and might get used.
NCO?
Something worth considering with the NCO dudes is that if you avatar and you don't strategos those orders, you throw them over.
And it is optional. Umbra with hacking device plus is pretty fucking cool.
Chain of command Umbra is also nice, just in case.
They
are just so expensive.
They're so expensive. No. It's going to be really hard to fit them in.
Yeah, no arguments there.
The reason why I like the killer or the hacking plus is you get marker state on an Umbra.
Yeah, and you get white noise.
And you get white noise. Although marker state might just be better.
White noise supplies your whole army for the turn, though.
That's true.
It's an option.
I mean, and you can get it where you want.
Right.
And on demand, location based white noise is hard to get.
And does combined, you're going to have the repeater coverage.
Or you don't need it because he can just appear exactly where you need it.
Yeah.
He's okay. It's expensive.
Yep.
40 to 47 points is a lot.
Yeah.
And they kind of just die. Right? They don't eat people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they die eventually.
All aliens must die?
That's something. Yeah.
That's fine. But at armor 1, like...
It's not great.
You're one Vipera away from death.
Yeah. It's spooky.
Okay. I don't really like the naming convention on these guys, because they all merge together in my head. But vector operators.
All right. Oh, yeah, they all have WCD in front of them.
Thanks. Okay, these guys are 6'2". All of the bugs, they pop when they die. They don't go unconscious. They just fucking die. Good riddance, fuck them.
But considering they're all, like, armor 2, armor 3, fuck them.
Yeah, and who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's a points discount, I think, pretty obviously.
Yes.
6-2 speed, BS-12, Fizz-11, Whip-13, Armor 3, MSV-2, MIM-3. So we're looking at a Nis with one worse BS. 21 points gets you a boarding shotgun, D-charge shock mine. 24 points gets you a multi-marksman rifle, half-swick, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And 26 points gets you a Spitfire, an MSV-2, Mimetism...
Armor
BS-12, 3. Armor 3, Spitfire.
Super jumping. Terrain total. That's so much cool stuff.
That can fire a team.
They're alright.
26 points.
They might be a little overcosted, but they're still good.
Fuck you.
Just go look at Bolts, come back to me and say that.
Bolts aren't real.
That's fair. They're really good. AVA-1.
Yeah?
Which is...
Good.
Good. Good riddance. But it doesn't matter that much. You're not taking more than one. Void operators. These are the...
They have so... Yeah,
they have everything. All these guys have all the rules.
Yeah.
6-2 speed, the BS-12, Fizz-11, Whip-13, Armor 3, BTS-0, X-Visor, 360 Visor, Courage, inexplicably, it's cockroaches, Extra, which means they die, Dodge plus 1 inch, NCO, Super Jump, Train, 0G. 19 points gets you just a boarding shotgun. 26 points gets you Red Fury. 27 points and a Swick gets you Combi Light Rocket Launcher. And 21 points gets you a Killer Hacker Submachine Gun.
I'm down with the first two. Maybe the Red Fury. I don't think a Light Rocket Launcher Combi Rifle is worth what you're paying for it.
No, I don't think so either. I think the Submachine Gun and the boarding shotgun are good.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, these guys kind of compete with base operators for, like, your filler.
So these are the void operators. So they can either join a base operator fire team or form their own void operator fire team that can only be a Harris.
The NCO is cute.
But you need a void operator fire team for a vector to join.
Okay. Of course. It makes perfect sense.
This sentence is entirely accurate and everybody is following along at home. I think the boarding shotgun's a good base for that fire team because it's cheap.
Yep.
Killer hacker's okay too. Okay. Base operator. So the base and the void operators are your two, like, basic extra.
Yeah.
The base being the most basic of the basic troops.
Obviously.
But still excellent.
6-2, BS-11, Fizz-11, Whip-13, Armor-2, BTS-0, Courage, Dodge, 1-inch extra, Super Jump. 17 points gets you a Combi Rifle Light Shotgun, which is pretty good.
For 17 points, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, but they do a fucking Amadeus Wolver Wolf. What? For 19 points, they have a Burst 4 multi-rifle. What the fuck? They have a Burst 4 multi-rifle at 19 points?
Well, BS-11.
They have a Burst 4 multi-rifle at 19 points.
Well, again, you know...
You can take 5 of them.
Yeah.
And have 4 points left over.
Yeah.
That's 8 double action shots.
Uh-huh. But they don't have all the other rules.
Right. And so instead, you don't need to take
all... Yeah, they just have... A Burst 4 multi-rifle.
Well, here's the thing. You also...
Yeah, could, they're not special, I know.
You could also mix and match and take a couple Burst 4 multi-rifles and a couple hackers and a couple engineers.
Yeah, I don't understand why, like, this Mark is so crazy. They have options.
You could take 4 hackers and your multi-rifle plus 1 Burst.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then you have 6 points. Sense, just everything that enters a repeater is... Done.
Yeah.
Hacking team.
Great. Yeah, and then Bit and Kiss for like half an order and...
Yeah. They lost their plus one Burst.
Good. Oh, good. My app crashed.
I do like how they have an image now for it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, these guys are neat.
Fuck.
These guys are really good.
They're neat.
I don't think we got through the rest of them though. I just freaked out at the multi-level.
20 points gets you a boarding shotgun hacker. 19 points gets you a boarding shotgun decharge engineer. And 20 points gets you a Mark 12. Just fuck off with these profiles.
Yeah, they're nice.
That Burst 4 multi-rifle is zero swick.
I want to go back in time and dick punch you when you were complaining about Apaches. That's what I'd use my time travel on. I go back like an hour in time just to be mad at you.
Everybody gets one.
You know what? I respect that. And my time travel would be to put, like, a big metal cup there so you didn't hurt your hand when you punch
me. That's fine. Balls. Whatever. I hope I hit the metal cup hard enough that it still hurts.
These guys are kind of ridiculous.
No, they're really good. They're really good. Yeah.
So good.
And they're armor, too.
Yeah, they're fun.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk about the extra executive officer. These guys can join...
All
I
of them.
Assume everything.
Yeah, and I think they count for
they
pure
count
for
everything.
Both.
Base op and void op. They don't count as a pure for the Cascuda fire team, though.
Oh, okay.
I won't get my 2-man comp bonus.
No, my order efficiency.
So, these guys are a BS-12 bug with 6-2 and Whip-14 and Super Jump. I think all the bugs have Super Jump.
I believe so, yes.
Arm-3, BTS-3, 1 wound. Fucking 19 point half swig chain of command plasma carbine. Fuck you.
That's nice. It's okay.
Fuck you.
Oh, it gets worse.
I know. I've only started
half a swig from now.
No. I mean, it's not a plus one Burst multi rifle.
You're right.
Yeah.
22 points gets you the chain of command multi rifle nano pulsar, which is also pretty. Also, they had Paris CC weapon -6.
You have a 19 point chain of command.
Uh-huh.
I said that.
That's no, I'm just theory. No, I'm just reiterating.
Yeah.
No, I'm just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's the same price as.
So
a
you could lose
Burst 4 multi rifle.
So for.
It's so fucking stupid that I like it.
19 points also gets you no swake, a specialist operative X visor plasma carbine with an assault pistol.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's great,
and it's pure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to be pure.
And then 22 points gets you the same specialist X-Visor, multi-rifle, also excellent, also assault pistol, God. Also a nanopulsar.
Damn.
Ay-yi-yi.
It's neat.
Yeah?
I don't want to blow anything out of proportion here, guys. I think we should all have a nice measured response to everything.
Yeah, my measured response is, holy fucking shit, Ezra. Anyway.
I'm so excited to use them.
They're cool.
I can't look gorgeous.
Wait, I'm glad Ezra are back. Because yeah. I think they were a cool design.
They're really cool.
And I think this is a good way to do it. I didn't think we needed another Combine Sectorial and another like whole fucking army.
Which is funny because I'd play the shit out of these guys if they were their own Sectorial. Not just because of the reinforcement profiles. I like cool. the bug, we pop and we die kind of.
Yeah. It keeps things easy for you.
They're, yeah, exactly. I'm playing Ariadna. I'm like, oh, I don't have cubes.
You know what I really want though? I want another specific reinforcement Kodaly model.
Yes.
I think
yes.
we need it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't yeah. you guys?
We do. 100%.
So Kodaly is here. It's the mimetism version. Multi-rifle, pulsar, D-charge, assault pistol. It's okay.
Sleeper hit here, I think, honestly.
Again, getting up so far, having Profion, having D-charges.
It's going to depend on matchup.
You're going to bite someone's back and get wounds.
I think.
Or you'll need a chain rifle and die. Right? Like.
Yeah, but you can position so that you're not getting a chain rifle.
You could just trade the bugs in.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
The bug should have explode.
No? Yes, yes. Well, one of them does.
We'll get there.
Not anymore.
Not right now.
Oh, true. That's sad.
No, explode when you die, not explode when you land. Combat jump parentheses explode is so much different than Sam explode.
Sam just messaged me and said John and Carl are so salty about CA.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes, Sam.
Nah. Yes.
Nah. Sam, you are my hero.
Yeah, just I mean, it makes perfect sense.
No, I'm excited
sense.
For Combined Army, but also in the same way, I'm excited when I watch kids fall downstairs.
Yeah, because you know it's gonna happen.
I feel
you
like...
wait for like the 5 seconds afterwards when they realize they finally fell, and then they start crying.
Yeah, no, yeah. This is bad.
It
this
bugs
is...
me a little bit that extra is a rule like NWI. In that it is being abused to lower the cost of profiles without costing any performance.
Yeah, no, it does. I can't bring them back.
You're never going to bring them back. You don't,
well, you don't know that.
UI actually does have significant drawbacks.
Not when it has shock immune glued to it.
No,
on a lot of
that is not the case. Because, okay.
It's when... effectively as good as 2 wounds.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
How many times do you doctor
it makes paramedics irrelevant. When I was playing June at the tournament, he dropped his vocal act down and had to paramedic it at 1 wound instead of 2 wounds. That's a world of difference. That actually
sure.
is.
Sure.
It is.
Sure.
Bruce is looking at me.
I just heard vocal act and I just went into a white hot rage.
Imagine if vocal acts were better.
No, I'm good.
Okay, there we go. It's not effectively the same.
Yeah, fuck you, Carl. Let's get back to talking about this like perfectly well balanced.
But if
vocal release.
Acts had that, they'd pay an extra 10 points for that full wound.
They should pay an extra 40.
It's Ariadne. I pay 3
You're
points.
Right. They'd pay 2.
You throw a submachine gun in and my
you
points
know,
go down.
It would pick up Impetuous.
Yeah.
For this thing that's always fire teamed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd pick up Frenzy.
Frenzy and Impetuous.
Yeah, Frenzy, 2 wounds. Give me a heavy rocket launcher.
3 wounds. Fuck it. 3 wounds extra.
Protheon.
Wait.
Alright, let's talk about the big
said what
the
I
big
said.
Bad bug, the Cascuda. 53 points, which is kind of a bargain.
No, definitely.
6-4, CC-18, BS-14, Fizz-16, Whip-12, Armor-7, which is pretty good, actually.
Very nice.
BTS-6, Structure-3.
It's a tag.
It is a tag, and it doesn't have the extra rule.
God, that'd be so funny if it did.
I kind of wish it did.
I'd be cool with it.
That'd be funny.
It'd be funny, right?
The pilot doesn't either, because it's a regular remote. Oh, no, so it makes sense. It's not a piloted tag. Fine.
They could have given it no pilot, which they've done before, and extra.
You're right, but they didn't.
I think they should have. But what am I saying? It would bring it down 10 points.
A little cockroach crawls out. Like Men in Black.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Silhouette 1. The Staldron might as well be.
Yeah. It's weird that it's a Staldron. Like, they didn't make a new remote, like a new pilot remote.
They don't want to sculpt another
one. Or if you didn't
one.
Give it remote
they,
presence and you gave it
But it's
little...
funny because they already have, like, how many different remote piloted... remote versions in Combined Army.
What's funny is it's got remote presence, but the avatar doesn't get fucked. Yeah, I'm sorry one bad thing happened to you in the past 10 years. One bad thing. Oh, and Big Kisla's burst. I'm sorry.
Hey, we haven't even talked about the Imatron nerf.
Fuck him.
Or the Taiga nerf.
Oh, man.
No, you had to pull
it. Plus one whip. The Taiga rebalanced.
Hey, they got courage. Sir. Actually, I will say, Taiga, I've had points where the Taiga's having courage really did help me.
So you mean
and it's so fucking annoying. Where so, it's like, no, I need this guy to stand up. Then it's an S1 fucking model. Like,
so this guy has BS attack plus 2 damage.
Which is important really for the weapon.
Important. Because it only has a combi rifle, but an AP combi rifle.
Right. So he's got like...
Damage 15 AP combi rifle.
And I think this thing fucks.
And a damage 15 burst 2 chain rifle.
It's pretty cool. And a CC weapon.
Yeah, and a CC. You're right.
It's important to have a CC weapon.
53 points.
I think the 1.5 swick is rough.
Yeah.
Not so much in extra, because you get so many other bonkers things.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're all fine.
So what I'll say here is that...
comparing it to Gen Pop vanilla...
you don't get an NCO that can fire team duo with it. Which is important.
So wait, the only thing that changes with...
wait, what do you mean you don't get an NCO? That
can... so none of the NCOs...
oh,
can wild card with it,
yeah,
or go with it normally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Relevant. It's good. Armor stuff is good.
I dig it.
I'm not sure how you're gonna fit it in.
Carefully, but it's gonna be. You still won't. She said. Like again, Rob Cantrell has a video where with Combined Army, and he's like, "Yeah, I don't have the order efficiency to do this effectively."
If you had NCO that could fuel it from your main group avatar or whatever, you know, it might... you know, though? It's good enough to just drop it, put it in suppressive fire. Move on.
Yeah.
Worth noting.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. I think you can make 53 points work, but...
you can make a, two M drones makes it.
Oh, when we start talking about the drones, this is where I'm going to be like, these are fun.
So, M drones, they keep their sensor. Did they always have terrain total?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, hold up, before we keep going, you could bring two...
slave drones?
Cascuda. You could drop one in and bring it. So that could be kind of fun.
That'd be cute.
Correct, they don't share...
AVA.
Which also means when a regular one comes out, you can field both sculpts.
Yeah, which is important.
Ooh.
That better be soon. I need
to get Maximus.
Mm-hmm. I need to get more tags.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to M-Drones. Sorry, guys.
M-Drones, this is your sensor bot. 16 points gets you the combi rifle flash pulse you know and love. It's fine. It's good.
It's a wild card. Whoa, it's AVA 2.
It's a wild card, so if Takimoto stays around, that's your Takaware for your Cascuda.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you can pay an extra 6 points for a nano screen.
Whoa.
I don't think you should do that.
You might just have the 6 points laying around.
You might. That's a good point. And for, it is cute with the deployment restrictions.
And for
might just not have
a good spot.
Good
to
spot
land.
For all five or four of your dudes, and just stick this guy in the open.
It's also good for objective bonking.
Yeah.
That dude runs over and bonks an objective, and you're in cover the whole time.
Yep.
That's pretty good deal. Yeah.
Yes, it's all right. 6 points is a pretty steep tax, but yeah. Q-drones. Q-drones are not TR bots in reinforcements.
Which is so fascinating.
And I'm glad of that, honestly. I thought a TR bot...
otherwise, this would have been an auto-include for me in every single combined reinforcements list.
I thought it was disgusting to have... for Combined Army to be the only TR bot.
Yeah.
So they don't, and great. Good decision. But also, holy shit. 20 points gets you a heavy machine gun, which is pretty good. Nimitism. 19 points gets you that plasma rifle, right where you want it.
Mm-hmm.
But then 20 points and only half a swick gets you an extra burst Mark 12.
Which is so spicy.
That is a spicy meatball.
I
drop marksmanship on that Mark 12, and it's pretty spooky.
As long as you have a repeater up there with you.
Correct. I think this guy's okay.
The Mark 12 is spicy. I love the plasma rifle guy, but having it not be TR makes me want to choose other profiles.
So you could take a Q-Drone Mark 12,
yes,
an M-Drone,
yes,
Nano Screen, and a Cascuda, and you get 5 orders.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You swap your idiot in there.
Yeah, so I think that's... You want to talk order efficiency. I think that's there.
The Cascuda...
Cascuda, Q-Drone, M-Drone. It's 3 dudes, but you get 5 to 6 orders.
As long as Takimoto stays.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least the extra order from it.
Absolutely.
Which I think it will.
We'll see.
All right, and then we get T-Drones.
Which, what?
Oh! This is the profile that I'm just in love
so
with.
So you get your regular guided missile, which is fine.
Whatever. I don't think
you should take it.
No, but let's talk about my sweet, sweet boy.
What is this 16.1 SWIC extra burst light rocket launcher breaker pistol?
It's an abomination.
Yeah. No. This is a gift from the Evolved Intelligence.
It's a guided breaker pistol.
Yeah. No, this is beautiful.
It sure is.
Huh. Hitting on 18s.
This is a profile that I am just in love with.
The one SWIC is a big deal.
It is a big deal, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It is flimsy, you know. Arm zero, one structure.
Guided.
Yeah.
Dude, a guided breaker pistol will fuck up a bear.
I know what I must do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. I'll do it.
Ah, man, guided versus bear is always an interesting. The breaker helps a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still.
Bear.
The bear's still dodging.
On, like.
Semi reasonably.
On 13s.
So, with
guided. Versus an 18.
With
versus
guided, 18. It's one die, right?
Yeah. But one die versus one die.
Even with the plus one burst, correct?
Yeah. It's locked at one die.
Yeah, it forces your burst to zero.
But a burst three breaker pistol is just like.
The burst three breaker pistol is.
That's nuts.
Just. Burst 3 light rocket launcher 2 is
spicy.
Real nasty.
Also, too, something to note, this does not have a repeater.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any repeaters?
It should be M-Drone.
Yeah, M-Drones are.
M-Drones are a repeater. So, you got your drone package, which is pretty solid. I think Combined Army came out okay.
Yeah.
I think the individual models are very strong.
Building them all together has been really difficult for me.
I think getting 100.2 SWIC, what you want.
I think the extra, between the base ops and whatever,
I think the
XO, I don't know.
If there was just an option for me to take 5 Taigas, I would do that instead.
Sure.
I don't think you take the Umbra. I don't think you take Kodali.
I agree.
I think you focus on the little extra bugs and do extra bug things.
I really want to make the T-Drone work.
Or you do remotes and do remote things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is like a weird. It's a weird pick for Onyx, who has a problem getting standard hackers.
Oddly.
Yeah, it's really hard to get Spotlight in Onyx without paying out the nose for it.
Right.
So this is cool.